Hello there, I hope you're doing well today. In a previous episode, we spoke about the different types of Arabic, and today we're concentrating on Ammiya, which is the colloquial Arabic. We'll talk about the different types of colloquial Arabic, or Ammiya, as it is called in Arabic as well. And we will also talk about how, in modern times, colloquials have gotten much closer than they used to be. This is an excerpt from my first book, In Arabic, I Love You, an introduction to the Arabic language through love expressions. So, colloquial Arabic is called Ammiya in Arabic, and it refers to spoken or colloquial Arabic used for everyday communication. And this is an Arabic that has changed through time. Originally, Arabs lived in the Arab Peninsula, which you know as the peninsula in which Saudi Arabia and Gulf states are located. Here are three important points to keep in mind. One, Arabs already spoke different dialects then. Two, of course, when they moved across what is now the Arab world, they brought their dialects with them. And three, wherever they settled, the local people already spoke another language or more than another language, so their dialects became influenced by the local language or languages. The Arabic in Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya, for example, is influenced by Berber or Tamazight, a language spoken in the region before the Arabs came. After the Arabs settled, new peoples moved in and brought their languages with them. The Arabic of Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia is also influenced by French, as those were French colonies. Actually, Morocco was a French protectorate. There is some Spanish in Moroccan and Algerian Arabic, some Italian in Tunisian Arabic. The Arab world extends over a large area of land, and for the longest time, means of communication were quite limited, making the dialects develop differently in separate pockets. Spoken Arabic, or Ammiya, being a living language, developed differently in different areas. When so close and yet so far turned into so far and now so close. With the advent of technology, satellite TV, the internet, social media, dialects have become much more alike or mutually intelligible. It used to take a while for people from different dialect groups to understand each other, or at least it would take a period of adjustment. Following are two anecdotes for illustration. First anecdote. In the early 70s, our friends, who were Iraqi and had lived in Algeria for a few years already, came to visit with their grandmother, who was visiting from Iraq. The grandmother did not say much the whole afternoon. However, as they were leaving, she said, "I apologize. I did understand, but could not participate much." Second anecdote. Also, in the early 70s, we were living in Constantine, a city in the east of Algeria where, due to geographic proximity, the local dialect is very close to the Tunisian dialect. It was the first time Algerian television showed a Tunisian series. We found it hard to follow the first few days, but by the end of the week, we all understood everything and enjoyed the series tremendously. It felt so good to actually experience the cultural and historical closeness with our neighbors. This book is for anyone who might be interested in the Arabic language. It explains about the Arabic letters and sounds, the history of the Arabic language, but also introduces love expressions throughout the Arab world in different dialects. The link to my first book is in this podcast description. It makes a great gift to someone who's interested in Arabic or in languages in general. And it does not need to be wrapped, as the cover is gorgeous.